We're reading Introduction to Tests, page 129, item 41. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Page 129, Kabbalah for the Student, item 41. But there still remains to clarify, why would man need all the upper worlds the Creator had created for him? What use has he of them? Bear in mind that the reality of all the worlds is generally divided into five worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. In each of them are innumerable details, which are the five Sefirot, Kachabtum, because the world of Ak is Keter, the world of Atzilut is Chokhmah, the world of Briah is Binah, the world of Yetzirah is Tiferet, and the world of Asiya is Malchut. And the lights closed in those five worlds are called Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. The light of Yechida shines in the world of Adam Kadmon, the light of Chaya in the world of Atzilut, the light of Neshama in the world of Briyam, the light of Ruach in the world of Yetzirah, and the light of Nefesh in the world of Asiya. All these worlds and everything in them are included in the holy name Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, and the tip of the Yud. We have no perception in the first world Ak, hence it is only implied in the tip of the Yud of the name. This is why we do not speak of it and always mention only the four worlds Abiya. Yud is the world of Atzilut, Hey, the world of Briah, Vav, the world of Yetzirah, and the bottom Hey is the world of Asiya. Item 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ensof to this world. However, they're included in one the other. And each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five Sefirot Kachabtum.
Meaning, what is the matter with the worlds? We have the world of Ein Sof. What do we need? More worlds. Why do we need them for? The world of Ein Sof, when it descends from its spiritual level, from its complete spiritual level, which is entirely in order to bestow, to lesser degrees of bestowal, it is called the world of Ak, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. That's it. It is the same quality, the same mutual bestowal. Everything is the same, only less. Only less. The same details, the same connection between them. But the force of the connection, what is transformed in the connection between them, is lesser. And thus, it is the matter of the worlds. Ha'alama, concealment on the world of Ein Sof, on the unity, on the bonding, on the power of its unity and bonding. But again, we're talking only about one state, about one reality. This reality, when later the souls will come, meaning when a person who already desire to reach, to attain the attribute of a soul, then he would see this reality, would feel it, according to the place where he's at. Yes.
So, again, item 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include the entire spiritual reality that extends from Ein Sof to this world. However, they are included in one the other, and each of the worlds, there are the five worlds. And in each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five Sefirot Kachabtum, in which the five lights Neran Chai are dressed, corresponding to the five worlds. And besides the five Sefirot Kachabtum in each world, there are the four spiritual categories still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. In it, man's soul is regarded as the speaking. The animate is regarded as the angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses, and the still category is called halls, and they all robe one another. The speaking category, which is the souls of people, clothes the five Sefirot Kachabtum, which is the godliness in that world. The animate category, which are the angels, clothes over the souls. The vegetative, which are the dresses, clothe the angels. And the still, which are halls, revolve around them all. The dressing means that they serve one another and evolve from one another, as we have clarified with the corporeal, still, vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, do not extend for themselves, but only so the fourth category, which is man, might develop and rise by them. Therefore, their role is only to serve man and be useful to him. So it is in all the spiritual worlds. The three categories, still, vegetative, and animate, appear there only to serve and be useful to the speaking category, there which is man's soul. Therefore, it is considered that they all clothe over man's soul, meaning to serve him.
There's nothing more than lights and vessels. Only that the lights and the vessels, when they are found in connection between them, then the vessels start to sense these lights in various forms. And these forms, that's how we call them in the language of the branches. We're calling them the inanimate, the vegetative, the living, and the speaking, or shorosh neshama levusheichal, guf levusheichal, or then we're using many other names of levushim, batim, echalot, it doesn't matter what. Details, and the details between those details, it is all with respect to this world, with respect to what is being depicted within us in this world. Whereas in the spiritual world, there are no depictions. In the spiritual world, what we feel as inanimate, vegetative, living, and speaking are different kinds of connections which we feel. When we feel echalot shadim ruchot malachim, palaces, demons and spirits and whatever, it is the spiritual force that acts this way within us. We have no such illusions as if we're talking about a certain depiction, volume, etc. We're talking about forms which take place and weight. And there's no such thing. Everything there is clarified within us in an actual way as forces. Only that these forces, if we want to name them in order to speak about them, we have no choice but to take the wisdom of the language of the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is Parzufim Sefirot Olamot, or to take names from this world and gave definitions using these words. Definitions which refer to these forces and states of the desire which we reveal in the spiritual world. But again, it is only that same world of Ensof with respect to the creature, to the corrupted creature. To the extent that the creature is corrupted, he sees the world is corrupted. Everyone who qualifies as because of his own flaw. Thus, we have 125 degrees, and these degrees are with respect to the creatures. Actually, besides the world of Ein Sof, there is nothing. And when we speak about what happens in the worlds, we're always talking with respect to the person who's found in that degree. If he'll be in a different degree, then things will seem differently to him. That's it. And this is why all of those things are relative. Meaning, there is a system, and we are found within it. Okay? It is clear, or not. Only one Nizar is to ask. Go ahead.
The whole structure of the worlds comes as a result of the difference between
the order of the worlds depends upon the person who attains and the world he attains. There are no such worlds which exist in and of themselves. There's only the world of Ein Sof. And once you determine your state with respect to the world of Ein Sof, let's say in 20% of the world of Ein Sof, then you determine that you're found in an ability to perceive 20% of the world of Ein Sof, and that's called the world of Asiya. You've decided that you determined that you're capable of perceiving 40% of the world of Ein Sof, then you're found in the world of Yetzirah. And there are also different graduations of percentage there. But you decide to the extent to which you feel from Ein Sof, the Ein Sof. But besides Ein Sof, there's nothing. Only to the extent that you arrange your kli to perceive the Ein Sof, then you decide that determined that there's something before you that is part of that world of Ein Sof, and it is called a olam, a world, a concealment, halama.
If so, then where is the development of the whole group here?
When it will develop, it will reveal whatever is needed. For the time being, you reveal from Ein Sof what you're capable of revealing. You're calling it this world. What is this world? It is Ein Sof that, with respect to you, in your corrupted vessels, which are completely opposite from Ein Sof, the Ein Sof seems to you this way. Oh, now you also reveal the world of Ein Sof. Now you're also found in the world of Ein Sof, only that you're found in an unconscious state. And you're found in Ein Sof unconsciously, and consciously, within that unconscious perception, you imagine, it seems to you that you imagine this world. This is why it is called the imaginary world.
Is there a general attainment of this whole...
I don't know what you mean general. With respect to whom? Without this, with respect to whom, there are no words to answer.
We're supposed to put together something mutual between us.
Assemble, and then you'll see what it is.
And then there will be a general attainment of the whole group?
Everyone who will participate. Yes.
There are places in the text and so on where we speak about like the worlds and so on, linear, quantitative numbers, like from 0 to 100%. There are places where we say like it's the opposite, Chokhmah and Bina. There are places where we say that above the Chalb Malchut there is a cut that is separated from everything that is above it. How do we understand this between the qualitative and the quantitative?
Only in a sensitive manner. Once sensation will come, it will be clear. Beforehand, it won't be clear.
But the description itself, it's not similar even in any way.
We learn in order to receive the remedy. That's what concerns me, and not how to settle these puzzles. And a beastile mind, which awakened a beastile mind as a result of a spiritual study. They're unsolvable. I don't even want to try to do it. What for? What for should I invest my powers and the might of my mind in things which do not bring me to the goal? I should think more about connection, lack of connection, where, how can we do it, etc. Yes.
When you teach, sometimes you make an effort to give us a feeling of what is Bina compared to, I don't know, Chokhmah, or give a certain feeling of what that is. So why are you trying to convey it if it's not important?
I want to convey sensation. You're saying, how can I settle those things? I don't know how to settle them. Later on, inside your emotions, it finds its place. And besides, outside of it, it won't find its place. There are many questions and queries about the spiritual world, and there are no answers for such questions. How can that be? But only in the condition that you'll have a kli, and out of that kli, you'll start to attain. The attainment is when you can criticize your sensations with your mind, but first of all, you have to have something in your plate. What?
But suppose on tests, I remember we asked and you said that we should study it relatively mechanically.
The system has to be clear. You see that we still go through the material, we do study. It has to be clear. But not that you'll start solving spiritual problems with your B-style mind. I'm saying it again. You're saying how to settle these queries. I personally never. So, in the beginning, I did have such a relation to the wisdom of Kabbalah when I related to the wisdom of Kabbalah like it was a science. But for quite a while already, I'm not trying to solve problems. What for? It is wrong to relate to problems this way. It is not the same means by which I can settle a certain question or query. It is impossible. Let's continue.
Item 43. When man is born, he immediately has a nefesh of Gdusha, holiness, but not an actual nefesh, but the posterior of it. Its last discernment, which due to its smallness is called a point, it dresses in man's heart, in one's will to receive, which is found primarily in one's heart. Know this rule, that all that applies to the whole of reality applies to each world, and even the smallest particles that can be found in that world. Thus, as there are five worlds in whole of reality, which are the five sfirot kachabtum, there are five sfirot kachabtum in each and every world. And there are five sfirot in every little item in that world. We have said that this world is divided into still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, corresponding to the four sfirot, kachabtum. Still corresponds to malchut, vegetative, corresponds to sfirot, animate, to bina, and speaking to chokhmah. And the root of all of them all corresponds to keter. But, as we have said, even in the smallest item in each species in the still vegetative animate and still and speaking, there are four discernments of the svas. Hence, even in a single item of the speaking category, meaning even in one person, there are also still vegetative animate speaking, which are the four parts of his will to receive, where the point from the nefesh of Kedusha is dressed.
It's not that clear, I don't think they've heard it. That's how it seems to me. Well, which item you've read?
43.
We'll have to read it again tomorrow. Today, I see that we're already... additional questions, yes.
The lesson started today with a kind of a heaviness, thank God.
I don't know, you think everyone feels the same way?
No.
It's your state. Okay.
Yes.
Well.
Now, on every heaviness... this is what I felt in the general feel of things. And from one time to the next, each of these heaviness become more qualitative, and there is a small place there where you can make the collective effort to reach some kind of a collective plea. And we can choose, but we don't. We as if fall beneath this heaviness and don't make this collective effort. You have to undergo so many discernments and a lengthy or prolonged time in order to reach a collective request or plea. How is it possible to identify these opportunities and to come out?
You can continue to say 1,000 more words. It won't help you. It won't help. If you don't start to bond and to build a mutual kli, even before you started, why that doing and heaviness and whatever, whatever, etc. I'm sorry that I'm saying this to you. Before all your nonsense and your claims and everything, if you don't start from the point of unity, nothing will happen. That's it. That's the way it is. You need to start from it. That's it. That's the fundament. And you can join to it each and every word you want to use, each and every attribute, everything you want. To it. Join to it. To the point of bonding. And all those words won't help. Are unhelpful. Yes.
Everything starts and ends in that point of connection.
Everything starts, let's say. It starts, first of all. And this is why you are forbidden to activate any thought whatsoever before you decide this point. That's what I want to say. First of all, you stuck yourself within this point, and then you can start your thoughts in order to strengthen, in order to bring closer, in order to expand the influence, the control, the dominion of this point to additional attributes.
And if you grab hold of that point to begin with, why do you have to still undergo so many...
You need to expand this dominion to the circle you're capable of.
And how not to yield or surrender throughout the process?
By the environment. If you build this point and you want to include your environment there within inside the point, you're working on it, then it expands properly and you don't forget.
But if you started from the point of connection, you're
working. If you started, it doesn't mean. The question is what happens a moment later.
You return to that point of unity or connection
so,
regularly.
So, if that's the way it is, there are no problems. Then you receive all the answers and everything. Everything's clear.
So why has the time become so lengthy? The state itself prolongs. Sometimes that burden, it could, you know, simply...
What heaviness? Do you feel your heaviness in your corporeal vessels? Your egoistic vessels. You start feeling better, so you're happy. It's an egoistic well-being. It's easier. If you would have advanced in the connection with others, you would have rejoiced from feeling hard that it's harder.
I said, thank God, to begin with.
So why are you asking if so?
Because it's not felt. It's felt as a spiritual obstacle that you have to work on, work with. And out of that point of unity, but why...
Why does it lengthen so much? That's an egoistic question. Because actually, a person who advances doesn't ask about such a thing. He's asking, where in my state can I only be sure that I bestow? Without any intention for my own benefit, for myself, and for receiving for myself, nothing. Just a sign that I truly bring, that I truly bestow upon you. In as much detached way from myself as possible. I don't want to feel anything, I don't want anything. I just want this to have this small notion that I truly stuck it in the right place. That's called bestow.
And what sign do I have that it really happened this way?
When you receive an illuminance that is called chasadim, which doesn't give him anything besides the sensation of belonging to bestow. And the feeling and the notion that the Creator doesn't know about him. And no one knows about him. Doesn't know at all at his effort, his efforts and his tryings, and then he rejoices much more, because that's a sign that he's truly detached from his egoism.
How can all that you just said can be carved into our hearts, even though we'll forget about it for sure, but for it to be as the base for the work?
Only by the general opinion of the group. That there is such, something in air, in the air, that bestowal means that I don't demand anything in return besides the right direction and the right force. It's only one-sided. After I correct this way, all of my vessels that rise to another level, which is higher than I even start to receive and to enjoy from bestowal. But that's something, I don't know how to explain it. It's something that is, imagine yourself, that you work opposite on an opposite discernment. How to be in reception in order to bestow, and to enjoy, and to feel that this pleasure is not found in our normal vessels, even though it is truly there. It is, well, it's, there are no words for to describe this. There are just no words.
At first you said that this is how you feel. Is this the general opinion, or this is how you feel, that it seems to you that this is how it is? What is the collective opinion of the group if everything starts
with
me?
You're right. The collective opinion is that everyone needs to be in such a tendency that bestowal is above everything.
Who is everyone?
Everyone. Everyone who's there. Everyone who are in that circle, which you call group.
How should I relate to everyone if everyone...
Don't relate. Without relating. Without anything. Everyone just have to know that that's the way it is. To talk about it. Artificially. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like he explains. Just externally. Everyone are talking about bestowal being everything. To enlarge the importance of the Creator. That's how it's called.
Who's everyone?
All those who are next to you. Like you.
Who are those next to me?
Buddies, there's protein. It doesn't matter. I need to listen. I need to receive the impression from them. How do I accept it? Through the fields, through the soul, through the body, through the ear. Doesn't matter. I'm not talking now about philosophizing. Yes, Mark.
Saturday, you started the lesson with Rabash, starting every day anew. It also has to do with the building of this point of connection that erases everything from the previous day and starts every day from a new creation.
Everything.
He had these, were there a certain order to the building of this?
Start doing it and then we'll talk about what happened there. I don't want to give you such an example that everyone will be cleaved to. Yes, Chaim.
On a different topic, if I can.
You have a minute.
On the 31st, in 13 places in North America, there are colleges opening, and the guys are getting ready, and today they gave introductory lectures, the different teachers, and they're really asking for the support and thought of the whole world Kli to be with them, because it's the very first time that it's happening in North America that they're really teaching Americans Kabbalah. So they're asking for the thought of the world Kli.
That's truly an enormous thing. We need to support this as much as possible to strengthen our English department, and also there with the Spanish, probably. The Spanish department is also working on it. And I think that we really, really need those signs of success in this. We don't know how to approach this country. We need to find there our forces and please be in contact with Erez Harari, and as much as he invests and as much as he's concerned about it, and Mike Kellogg, who is responsible for the Learning Center, and Norma Livne regarding Spanish. And truly, we need to reach a state where we'll have a large force there, a large commando unit that will be able to approach to a broad dissemination of both the wisdom of Kabbalah and the MR, the mutual responsibility, and the integral education. And we should still think thoroughly how we don't confuse between the two, because I'm very afraid that by, even though I'm pushing the MR myself and the integral connection and the knowledge, etc., and the integral education, but I'm very afraid that by doing so we'll bring damage to the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And that's something I don't know how to... I'm found here in helplessness. We truly need to see how we can gently make it so that it won't harm one another. Well, I hope that you'll do it. And
today is a Sunday, the World Unity Day on CAB TV at 5 p.m. virtual lesson with Dr. Lightman, 6:45 World Yeshivat Chaverim. Introductory lecture, integral education course for educators. We're happy to invite you, teachers, kindergarten teachers, everyone, toward the opening of a new integral course for educators. The lecture will be tomorrow, 18:30 in the evening in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Haifa, and Beersheba. Admission is free. For further details, 1-700-509-209 and on the Kabbalah Lam site.
Once a wise man said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are one village, that's how we used to be. We are one village, and we're living in unity. We are one village, that's how we used to be. Warriors racing towards the goal.